do it too.
Yo.
Hello.
We're live from Orlando.
We are. On Memorial Day. It's awesome.
Memorial Day. And when we cheat, we're definitely going to edit this, by the way.
We don't have a choice. How do we edit this on this app? Anyway, we'll figure that out later. Hey, guys.
Oh, God.
Hello, everyone. Yes, hello, we're in Orlando. We are enjoying our Memorial Day weekend, even though they said it's going to be some kind of tropical storm. It is bright and fucking sunny, and we are enjoying ourselves. Thank goodness he was able to make this work without having to hold the button the entire time. I know he was like, damn, it's going to be aggravating as fuck, because I was not going to do that shit. But, yeah, so we're just, you know, enjoying life.
Enjoying life to the fullest, huh?
Have no choice.
So, this segment is not long, because if you see this red bar, that's how long we got.
Are we talking about regular shit?
So, when we cheat, I think we cheat because of where
No. We're not just going to bust out with no shit like that. Damn, we have to edit the fuck out of this. Anyway.
Hold on.
We ain't finna just bust it. No, we good. I can edit it. It's fine. I don't have to do it. But,
it's not going to let us record long though.
Anyway.
Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, anyway, that's what I was saying. Like, okay. So, the question came up. You have to get context, Chris. Like, why are we even questioning that?
Mm-hmm.
She's breathing like she's straight. Well, I'll be so sweet. Oh, no, she up. That's pretty.
Hey, recording the podcast.
Sorry. She's so cute. I ain't got no daughters. With that being said,
she looked like
she was so calm. Guess what it did this room? Well, you got a good. Anyway, with that being said, like, okay. Anyway, so we brought up the fact of cheating.
Yes.
And then the differentiation of women versus men.
Yes.
And there is a difference. There is definitely a difference. And it needs to be addressed. So we need a better context now. We need a story.
I mean, I can go on and on about
just
the story.
Pick some regular shit.
So actually, I want to know what it's going to do at the end. So when we got the background music, this one is fucking.
Not that.
We're going to add the fuck out this shit. This is fucking crazy.
It's the first one, sure. It's a start to an end.
Oh, never mind. I cut you recording. That's what I wanted to see. So anyways, the question is when we cheat. Not why do we cheat.
But yeah. Because that's going to happen regardless. So unfortunately, I hate to say that. Cheating, yes. You don't think so?
Yeah.
I've not seen a couple where a bitch ain't had to deal with some shit like that.
Only if you don't trust yourself, though.
Man, whole sheet too, man. Fuck.
Of course, whole sheet just like niggas.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's nothing new.
But to me, I think it comes in a sense where you don't trust.
I trust that nigga to cheat.
You trust him to cheat.
So with that being said,
you trust him to cheat. Damn. You trust that nigga to cheat.
Yeah.
So that's when you're gonna do what you wanna do, and then you're gonna come right back to the nest, like acting like nothing happened.
The same way y'all do that shit. Yes.
It's very different from a man.
What?
Very different from a man.
How so?
To a point where there's nothing attached.
The cheating aspect, but that going, if your bitch cheat on you, you act like you're not gonna go back. You're gonna go back.
You'll okay.
Forgive her everything. Like,
Marcus, what you think? Mm-hmm. What you think?
About what?
Special
guest host Marcus.
Special guest host Marcus just sat in the room. We're talking about
when we cheat.
People cheat.
Man,
I don't need to know the why. We all know the why, but
when, not why. When
the differentiation between men and women.
When a woman's not showing affection.
Okay. So you talking about signs then?
Or support.
Did it stop? No, it's not. Support, affection, and support.
Affection or support.
Okay.
depends on the situation.
See, I didn't even know that, so I'm learning too.
It depends on the situation, what you're going through, when you struggle. When you, each one, if they're supposed to be a couple.
Speak up, make sure they can hear you.
If you're supposed to be a couple, when something come up, each person's supposed to meet up for you. They're supposed to meet up for each other, no matter what, for good or bad.
That's your backbone.
That's your backbone. Then you know somebody's real for you, who's going to grow with you for the rest of your life. That person not showing you support and love every day or every other day, not encouraging you, they're not a good person to be with. That's just my opinion.
Okay. That's real as fuck. That's real as fuck. And I think a lot of times, especially nowadays, like social media gets into play. Even the muse, like, nigga, I'll take your bitch and send it back to you. You know, like crazy shit, like what?
Seriously.
Like, that's ridiculous to me. But maybe I'm just old. I don't know. But, Ho's doing too. SZA. On the weekend. Bitch, no.
I hate
bitch.
That fucking song.
I don't listen to that shit. That shit is trash. Like, no.
But a lot of these women get influenced.
It's not okay to be a side bitch, bitch. You're gonna be old and lonely as fuck.
A lot of these women get influenced by this.
It worked both ways, though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they seriously get influenced.
When a rich nigga wants you.
Who's
calling? She alright. She don't need a bottle.
Hey, I nigga can't do nothing.
I gotta change her anyways.
Yeah, you do. You really do. It don't smell like nothing, but did you change her last night?
Ooh, she drinking last night. So bad. So, I wanna let you guys continue. While I change her, and I'm. All right, hold on.
But yeah, so, I mean, I just feel like there's so many holes and loopholes. Okay, bet. Look at Cardi being Offset, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, she loved that nigga. That nigga done cheated on her. In the public eye.
Bingo. He did.
But guess what? That nigga went through a whole fucking car accident.
You were in a car accident?
Yeah, he was.
Bad one.
A bad one. That's what, 2 weeks ago?
Barely, yeah. But guess who was probably by his side? His pregnant fourth baby mama. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's it. In a nutshell. This nigga that had 3 more kids before her. Before he even met her. If I'm not mistaken. Well, he had 3 more baby mamas. I'll say that. You know what I mean? And, he chose her. These hoes have to stop realizing, no, I'm wrong. That's not even what I was trying to say. They have to stop thinking that having a child from someone automatically puts you in the game. No, it does not. Oh. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. 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 But, it doesn't. It just doesn't. And it works that way for niggas too. Niggas, they sit here and get everybody pregnant. Like, oh, even like Future said that shit. Even if I fuck you once, you're part of my possession. Collection. I'm sorry, he said you're part of my collection. And in my opinion, niggas look at it like, if I got you pregnant, you're part of my collection. No, bitch, I'm finna fuck your other collection. Like, fuck you, man. Me and your baby mom fucking down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that, like, it's crazy, but it's true. It's crazy, but it's true. Like, it, like the it's so different. Everything's shifted. Like, hoes aren't weak no more.
It shifted in the past.
It shifted. It was bad when it began, so.
Like, the evolution of monkeys is starting to come to fruition now.
Yeah.
These, back in the days, they quote-unquote, they used to call it, you have to court a woman. And you ain't no fucking courting a woman nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Not down here, but when I go to Kentucky and visit home, like, they do court. Y'all don't court. Niggas don't court down here. Courting is fucking. And then you get to know them. And if the pussy good or the dick good, then you're like, okay, let's see where this goes.
Okay, so what
should we know about that, though?
A real relationship, nah, it don't matter
about
that.
It's all about sex. It's all about spiritual growth. I'm sorry. Not just natural.
Like a mature relationship, yeah.
True. Spiritual is not just sex. Not just because what you could do for me, that's not a relationship. Oh, I got money, you could do this for me. And all that. That seems like what most relationships are about. What can you do for me? What can you do for me? If you can't do nothing with me, I go to the next person. You know what I'm saying? It's fake, artificial.
Everybody is replaceable.
Artificial?
and it's more resources on it than just one woman or one man.
That's why I say, like, the half, that's all I'm gonna say. Half the population has a pussy. Half the population has a dick. Like, there's, fuck you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll find somebody else.
You got resources. That's what's the other resources.
That's true.
But if it's not spiritual ed.
You have to have a bond. You have to have a connection. Like, that's just what it is. Like, that's why people are, we were able to be, we were, but I mean, able to be, she mad.
Look at him.
She always trying to fight. But you're right. So you gotta have something to go with. You can't look at temporary things and like,
you gotta look at that shit come and go.
Purpose, future, growth. That was supposed to be going when it comes out to a relationship with women. Men trying to date women. Women trying to date men.
These things different.
You supposed to grow.
Niggas turning into women. Oh my gosh! What the hell?
Right though.
Yeah, let's leave that for another day. Shit, the hoes too. I seen one downstairs, but we'll deal with that later. But I mean, speaking of, do y'all feel like women have become men, and like in regards to their essence? Obviously not in regards to looks, but handling like the household.
So say that one more time.
I don't even know what I just said. What did I just say, Marcus?
Go ahead.
Like, okay, do you feel like women have become men in regards to like their essence?
It depends on the situation. Because I know some women, like my friend girl, she been in a bad relationship before she got molested and all that. Oh, wow. You can't trust me. She turned out to start liking girls temporary because of the past hurt, what she did and stuff. I mean, everybody got their own story, their own situation, what they've been through in life. It goes deeper than just who want to be with somebody who loves somebody and stuff. It goes deeper than that.
I know it does, but I mean, I also think like people use that shit as a fad too. Like, I don't fuck hoes. I don't fuck plenty hoes. But I don't look at it like, I don't consider myself a lesbian, you know, she's like, well, I don't want to do that, but you know, I just do it because I do it. But no, everyone says that. I don't agree. Their tongues are softer, like, now we get into a whole other subject.
I know, right?
Anyway, going back to the point, like, just because that happened, if that happened, just going back to what you were saying. She might be scared of men. It's easy to be scared of men. Men are fucking scary. Like, they are. But with that being said, I don't look at, like, I mean, I don't know. I was raised by my dad, so I'm looking at it a little bit differently. But, you know, I don't know.
It depends on the situation, too.
Every situation is different.
Different, and I just know, just with me, I'm not going to sit up and take a temporary one. I'm sorry, just to please today's needs.
The only reason I say that's true is because, nigga, we're getting older. You know what I'm saying? But keep in mind, like, the age limit has increased, so you're really, like, 25. But with that being said, like, if I was, like, legit, like, 23, 24, 25 again, I don't mind you being temporary because I had the rest of my life to sit here and figure the rest of this shit out. But during those stages, I was in a relationship. So I didn't have a chance to really do that. You know, and I think that's another factor also. Like, people have to keep that in mind. Especially, like, if you're dealing with someone who's been in a long-term relationship with someone else, let them help. Like, let them get that shit out of their system. If not, they're always going to question shit.
Okay, so why they're doing that, you mean, like, move forward or move on from that person? Why they doing that?
There's
a difference.
It's case by case.
Okay, so on a case by case basis, regardless of the case by case basis, as a person, as a human being, you still have to find a way to move on.
You don't have a choice.
You're right. You don't have a choice.
You're either gonna move on. But there is a difference. There's a difference. Or you're gonna move on and live the rest of your life.
There's a difference between moving on and moving forward. Just like you said, okay, let me get that shit out of this system. Yeah. While I go here and fuck this hoe, do this, whatever, we'll be back together.
No.
Moving on is, okay, fuck that bitch. Regardless of what she do, I can find somebody better. So fuck you.
Always find somebody better, but you're not going to find her. That's the thing about it. Like, people have to keep that in mind. And I'm saying that from a woman's perspective. Like, okay, we can bring up the doctor or the lawyer or the mogul. Like, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. You're not my baby fucking daddy. Like, in the end, you are not him. I don't care. As trash as he may be sometimes, like, you ain't him.
Yeah.
You're just not him. So, that can't really be a factor, but, at least for women. Maybe men are different.
No, that's true, because I can piggyback. That's why diamonds are so precious.
Right.
You know, it's because...
It's custom. You'll never find nothing else like it.
Right. People don't value... Okay. Listen to this. Diamonds are very valuable. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because they're fucking rare. Now...
They're not rare. Neptune bleeds diamonds. But, sorry. Neptune rains diamonds. Did you know that?
Neptune does what?
It rains, like the rain is diamonds.
Rains diamonds?
I heard that, but I don't believe that's true, because you have to ask your mind.
I don't think
diamonds are formed out of coal.
Right.
So diamond, in my opinion, when we look at that, like, you my diamond, you my possession, whatever. Like, the rest of the world sees a diamond. Correct. Bitch, I didn't fall in love with you because you're a diamond. I fell in love with you because you're coal. I appreciate your coal. You know, the rest of the world won't.
Right.
And you'll learn that in time.
But also you like a person because you guys experienced a love that you never felt before. Like to a certain love. Extent, it's because like a first love, because you can be hanging out with somebody like totally different. They maybe have more money than that person or whatever, be smarter person, but it still wouldn't feel right, because at the end of the day, it's like, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you have. Yeah, it's cool that you had that, but at the same time, my mind, my heart is somewhere else.
Yeah,
I may still fuck you.
Oh, we gonna fuck.
We gonna fuck.
Regardless.
But it's like, I don't give a fuck about you. That's the big difference, because when somebody has your heart or whatever it is, it's just trying to work out the fucking kinks and the holes, man. That's all it is.
But I keep saying this, and it's like, you have to, we're still very fucking young. I'm sorry. In the grand scheme of things, we're not very young, but we're still young.
Right.
You know what I mean? Look at your daughter. We ain't young like that, obviously.
I wish.
You ready to deal with a motherfucker doing her like you've done her mother? Keep that in mind. Karma has its own way of working out.
Yeah,
it do. I'm sorry. Like, with that being said, that was still somebody's daughter. Like, so, you know, whatever. That's a whole other. Ooh, that's another subject.
That is.
We need to get in on that. But
whole another subject.
But you know, and I said that. Say this. Like, we're not that young, but we're still young. We're all still fairly young. Like, the rest of our lives are literally, we have at least another good 60 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
At minimum. So, with that being said, we're still growing.
Mm-hmm.
We're still fucking growing. We're still, like, in the infant stages of what our true potential is.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting so much fucking pressure on yourself. And I'm talking to myself when I'm saying that. Like, stop putting so much fucking pressure on yourself, Chris. Like Chris, like not Chris, like Chris, Kristen. But like, it's just like, it's gonna come together when it comes together. Give yourself time to grow. Give yourself time to develop. Like, give yourself
time to actually, who you are. It actually, people don't sometimes realize whether it's a breakup or it don't have to be a breakup. It's just a time in your life where you just
kind of
by yourself. That's the most precious time where God is telling you to work on yourself, because even if you don't work on yourself. And even if it does come back together, it still won't be right. Because why? You haven't worked on yourself. You're not ready. You haven't worked on yourself. And people have to understand the value of being by yourself sometimes. And another thing, not a lot of people like to be fucking lonely. You know how many people will put up with a lot of bullshit just not to be lonely?
Yeah, like, there's just like, whole say half a man is better than no man. Like, bitch, no, the fuck's not. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Chump it, lonely ass. But,
we'll make a whole new podcast about side bitches.
I'm confused about, because I've never been.
That goes for me.
I was a side bitch, but I didn't know I was a side bitch. So I don't feel like, I'm not going to claim that shit. But, when I had the opportunity to take that whole thing, I damn sure did.
Oh, God.
But, fuck her.
Oh,
but,
Damn.
All right. I'm trying. Anyway, no. Like, side bitches are a whole other issue. And, It's side niggas too now. Don't get it twisted.
That's what I said. Side bitches, side niggas.
Side niggas are here.
Side niggas.
It is full effect. Like,
side niggas don't care though. When you a nigga and you side nigga, you don't care. You really
niggas
don't
are applying to be a side nigga. It's applying. The best of both worlds.
Exactly. Like, nigga, I'm fucking your bitch. I'm fucking your baby mama. And
getting
what?
Getting pussy. I ain't got to sit here and make sure she eat.
Exactly.
You better make sure I eat.
You can have my leftovers.
Right.
I done nut it all.
Right now. Eat that pussy if you want to. Like,
I done nut it all.
You can't say shit. What? You cannot say shit.
I done nut it all. Now you eating her coochie.
Now you eat my nut, gas, nigga. Yeah. That's what gas, it is. Nigga. Like, it's so bad. Like, the world now is so terrible, and we need to find God again. That's it.
That's what it is.
You know what? Most relationships should start off with God anyway.
They should.
Not just sex. Anybody can have sex, have a baby, and all that. Anybody can do that.
Wish I could have sex with a fucking anything.
Like, still get your rocks off.
And still get my rights. So yeah, I mean, we all here. Like,
but at the end of the day, it's like you said, damn, my baby daddy.
Sometimes we fall in love with the wrong people.
I don't give a fuck if I fell in love with the wrong. I know I fell in love with the wrong person.
They were from the wrong people.
I did that too. But with that being said,
oh God,
I did that too.
Me too.
I think everybody's done that at some point, mm-hmm. But you know, it shouldn't be so acceptable.
So you mixing lifetime expectations with a seasonal person? Pretty much.
That's how I felt, but my son's father is not seasonal. I am sorry. Like, if like in the grand scheme of things, I don't mean to make this personal, but in the grand scheme of things, like, he's not what I should have talked to you about. This, like, this, that's not who I should have been with, like, at the fuck all. Mm. But when a connection is built, it's built. It's that's nothing what you I'm can saying. Do. Like,
Exactly.
You can convince yourself, it can speak logically, but your heart gonna outweigh your brain.
Man,
like, it's
every
you can
fucking
do.
Time. People always sit here and say, oh, I want to find this person like this, like that. But you end up with, you know, somebody that's...
Robert De Niro. What's that short-ass fucking nigga? It's Robert De Niro. So, anyway, like, there's always somebody for everybody.
Right.
And someone's gonna find your heart, because that's how God made it.
Right.
So... you have to let go of your ideals and expectations. And with that being said, I don't mean to, like, ramble on, but you have to let go of your ideals and expectations of that person.
Mm.
Let them be them. You love them for them. Like, not because you want them to be a certain type of way. So.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep. That's deep.
I be trying sometimes.
But you know what?
I be twerking. Like, even me, like, I ain't fucking perfect. Like, what the hell?
You know, I'm perfect, though. But I think everything should be just led in the spiritual realm. Not religious, but the spiritual, from the heart. Not just my sex, money. And so, this one thing I witnessed, my brother.
Your situation, yeah.
My brother. Women like him because he got money. But where they was at when he was struggling.
So,
nowhere to be found, but now they're there.
Okay,
but now
so
he allowed them there.
So
there you go. That's signs of a weakness of a person.
So the moral. So the moral of the whole podcast: when we cheat, right?
We did not even address what my whole purpose was in regards
we
to
didn't,
that.
Because it rambled off to something different, but it was still important.
It had to.
You know, we're kind of pressing on time, so.
Right. We are. We have like 14 minutes where we have to check out.
Take a shower. What?
You gonna take me 5 minutes?
All right, man. I hope
we do. Okay.
We got 14 minutes anyway.
Okay. The moral of the podcast is that when we cheat.
Why do y'all cheat with rations?
Because it's there.
Niggas go pay the fuck.
What are you doing, bro?
It's easy assets. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It's easy assets though, but you can't find no future in that. I know me. I can't find no future in ratchet.
It's not there.
It's nothing there for me.
Unless you want the ratchet.
I ain't got time for the drama ratchet. I ain't got time for that. I need a woman.
These wouldn't be ratchet, but they'd be women at the same time. Like, that's just their personality.
I don't mind ghetto now.
Oh, I do. I don't want no parts of that. Like, I just
I'm
know.
I'm like, oh, I need to get my crab tree. I want a crab tree.
What's wrong with the crab? Why do y'all keep trying to crab trees? Why
so,
do y'all keep trying to crab?
As
I
you see,
like that, but I mean, I'll bust that shit down if I have to.
Podcast definitely went a little left. So the moral of all this. when we cheat. All right.
Why do y'all cheat with ratchets? If you have literally just gone through this, the whole mad about $200. You still talking to the hoe?
Yeah, I'm still talking to the bitch.
Do you like her?
No, I don't. Actually, we fell out over $200 though.
FYI podcast. He's definitely let that go.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna edit that part out. Actually, that's even embarrassing even talking about that. But anyways, I digress. The moral of the podcast, when we cheat, to answer your question, why do we cheat with ratchets, is because it's there, and it's easy. We don't want to deal with a bitch all in her fucking feelings.
The ratchets being their feelings, but they know
what it is at the same time.
You have to work that's more where, for them.
That's when it comes to a point, what I just say here and explain, the fucking side niggas and the side bitches. If you know your motherfucking place, then it is what it is.
True.
I just don't like when motherfuckers come to the motherfucking crib. Now, that's crossing the fucking line.
That's fuck, but,
Oh, that's a hold up.
Yeah, that's a...
All right, people. Until next time.
We'll meet back up later on all this shit.
Until next time, this is the first one. We're finna edit all this bullshit.
It's gonna be so edited.
So edited, really? Is that a word? Edited?
Edited is a word.
Edited.
You said it. It's the same. Bye, y'all.